This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A government watchdog group spent hours yesterday deposing the state's top Republican politician, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and Voss's attorney, Steve Fawcett. A deposition is a witness's sworn out-of-court testimony. It's used to gather information on part of the discovery process and may be used at trial. The watchdog group American Oversight is investigating the state assembly's probe of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin and the taxpayer-funded work by the lead investigator, former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. American Oversight says it's a nonpartisan, nonprofit ethics watchdog that's seeking the release of some documents from the inquiry and has filed three lawsuits in the case in Dane County. The group's senior advisor, Melanie Sloan, says American Oversight is active in several states, reviewing what she says are legislative attempts to perpetuate, quote, the big lie that Democrat Joe Biden did not win the 2020 election. Sloan says Gableman and Voss seem to have already decided the outcome of the Wisconsin audit.
That there was fraud, even though it is well known that there was not fraud in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin citizenry deserve to see what's going on behind the scenes in this case, as well as what Speaker Voss and Michael Gableman want to show people.
Sloan says her group is making use of the state's open records law.
American Oversight had filed numerous open records requests with Speaker Voss, and we have not received responses to our requests. They've indicated that there are almost no documents. And the reason we had depositions is because the judge in this case agreed with us that there were a lot of questions about how well they had conducted their searches and whether all documents related to this matter are being turned over.
Sloan says Voss was polite during the deposition and answered questions. She says the deposition with Voss's attorney, Fawcett, did not finish, but she hopes it will later this month. WUWM reached out to Voss's spokesperson, Angela Joyce, but we have not heard back. Voss repeatedly tried to prevent the deposition from taking place, even asking the state Supreme Court Tuesday night to block the session. The Racine County Republican argued he may not have some of the records because state lawmakers don't have to keep all their public documents. But the state justices ruled 4-3 that Voss had to sit and answer questions yesterday in Madison prior to going to Florida for a 2-day fundraiser. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.